This is definitely a treat for me. Art Shell, one of my favorite tackles, definitely. Art, now, you know, we've been talking with a lot of the guys today about what it means to wear this yellow jacket. And from an offensive lineman standpoint, you were held in a higher regard, especially for all the time that you served. Tell me, in your words, what it means to be a part of this Fraternal Brotherhood.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is the one fraternity, for sure, that you'd want to belong to if you were a football player. It's a great group of guys, and you get around the guys and you find out what kind of people they are, and to say that you're one of the greatest to ever play the game, I can't say how much that makes me feel, how good it makes me feel. It makes me feel great, because I sit down and talk to my friend Joe Green all the time, and we talk about being a member of this fraternity and how much it means, and it means a lot. We can just take all the names and throw them out and pick teams, you know, and see who's the best. And we'll find out one day this team will win, the next day this team over here will win. So, look, we are part of a fraternity that is as good as they're going to be.
From player to coach to administrator, I mean, you've been involved in this game for most of your life. You've been involved with the Raiders for a great portion of your life. Mm-hmm. Talk about your second family, the Oakland Raiders, for a moment.
Well, that, like you just said, it's family. Once a Raider, always a Raider, as you well know. And I can't say enough about the organization, what it's done for me and my family, allow me to grow as a player and grow as a coach, and give me an opportunity to step up and be a part of the front office in the National Football League. So all my training came from the Raiders, and they trained me well.
We're trying to make a push. The Raiders are well represented in the hall, as you already know, because you're part of it. We're trying to make a push to get some other guys in there, the Tim Browns, the Tom Flores, the Cliff Branch. Your thoughts just in general on just a few of those names and the history that this team has brought to the game.
Well, I ask the question every year, and I ask some of the people that are involved with the Hall of Fame. How come Tom Flores is not in this Hall of Fame? You win two Super Bowls, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. There's something wrong with that. How come Ken Stabler's not in the Hall of Fame? How come Jim Point is not in the Hall of Fame? How come Cliff Branch is not in the Hall of Fame? Cliff Branch helped change the way the game is played as far as speed is concerned. First it was Homer Jones that came along as a speed guy, and Bob Hayes, and here comes Cliff Branch. So the guy put his foot, his print on the National Football League. Lester Hayes. I mean, there's so many guys that are ex-Raiders, that are Raiders, that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and something needs to be done. I don't know what it is, but we got to keep pushing. They had a deal last year to fill in the names of people you think believe deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. All those guys they put down, because I think they really believe belong in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Art, selfishly, I just want to thank you for all your contributions here. I really loved you. I love you as a person, and I followed your career, and I tried to do my best to uphold the silver and black when I was in the uniform on behalf of a lot of things that you've achieved. So thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your contribution. More importantly, thank you for being you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Art Shell. Thank you.